Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin Meseches Erevin. So we're up to Perek Aleph, Mishnayos Aleph, and Beis. And this Perek is going to talk largely about a Mavoi that's closed on three sides and is open on one side into a Rishus HaRabim. Now, strictly speaking, a Mavoi has a status on the Daraisa level of a Rishus HaYachidin, therefore one is allowed to carry in a Mavoi, but since it's open all the way, it's open on one side, straight into a Rishus HaRabim, Chazal were concerned that you might come to carry in Rishus Rabim as well if you carry in a Mavoi, and therefore they required certain tikkunim to the entranceway between the Mavoi and the Rishus Rabim in order to allow you to carry in the Mavoi. So that's what our Mishnah talks about. Mavoi shugavo lemal meyasr mama. If you have a Mavoi where the entranceway is more than 20 amos high, and therefore the korah, the beam that you put over the entranceway to serve as your hecker, to serve as your reminder that you're not supposed to carry out into the Rishus Rabim, is more than 20 amos high, so your eye might not catch it, you might not see it, so you have to lower it down, because it's not going to be an effective sign, it's not going to be an effective hecker if you're not going to be able to see it. This is very similar to the din that we have by Sukkah, that it's chach l'malam echafama, is possible that if it's more than 20 amos tall, it's going to be possible, because you need to be shelter be'ena, that your eyes need to be able to catch the schach, and something that's more than 20 amos high, you're not going to be able to see. That's the same svara we have by Ner Chanukah, that Ner Chanukah that's lemala mechaf ama, we assume that a person is not going to be able to see, and therefore one should not place Neros Chanukah more than 20 amos high. The discussion that the Gemara has at the beginning of Masech HaSukkah is why it is that when it comes to Mavui, it says Yima'et, and yet when it comes to Sukkah lemala mechaf ama, we say Pasul. So the Gemara explains that when you have something that's a din da'oraisa, so then we're going to use the term pasul. Whereas by mafi, the whole thing is a din da'rabanan, so we use the term yima'i to lower it down. I actually don't remember if that's a Gemara or a Tosfos at the beginning of Masech HaSukkah. So when we're dealing with something that's mida'oraisa, we say yima'it, we say pasul rather, we say what it is that it is pasul. Whereas when we're dealing with mafi, which is only a din da'rabanan, we say how to fix it. So you fix it by lowering it. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Tzarech, Rabbi Yehuda says you don't need to lower it because it doesn't have to be noticeable. It just serves as a mechitza on the fourth side. So you don't have to see it in order for it to work as a mechitza on the fourth side. So it seems to be like a fundamental machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda, what the function of the korah is. Is it something to notice so that you won't carry out into the Rishus Rabim, or is it something that functions as an actual mechitza? If the opening is wider than 10 amos, you might. You have to make it narrower than 10 amos because it's too wide to be considered just an opening. It's considered to be totally breached into the Rishus Rabim, and therefore a lechi or a korah is not going to be good enough to be matir. A lechi or a korah is only matir a pesach, but once it's more than 10 amos wide, it's no longer a pesach. But if the place where the mavui opens up into the Rishus Rabim has a Tzuras HaPesach, which means it has a post on either side and a beam running across the top of the two posts, like a two doorposts and a lintel, afal pisha hu rachav me'asr amos, and even if it's more than 10 amos, ein tzarech lema'et, it doesn't have to be made into less than 10 amos, because that's still considered a Pesach if it has a Tzuras HaPesach. Now we move on to Mishnah Beis. So, hechsher mavui, the way to make a mavui okay, to be able to carry in it, Beishamai Yomim Lechi Vikora. Beishamai says you need to make two tikkunim on it, and you need both of them. You need a lechi, a pole, on one side of the doorway, and a korah on the beam over the doorway. Whereas Beis Hillel Omrim Lechi O Korah. Beis Hillel says either one, either a pole or a crossbeam. Rabbi Elazar Omer Lechiayin, and Rabbi Elazar says you need two lechis, one at each side of the entrance of the mavui. So now says the Mishnah Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar Talmud Echol Lefnei Rabbi Akiva. One of the Talmidim said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel in front of Rabbi Akiva, Lo Nechku Beishamai Beis Hillel Al Mavui Shupach. That if the entranceway to the Mavoi is less than 4 amos wide, there is no machlokas, that one or the other is going to be good enough, meaning even Beis Shammai would say one or the other is good enough if it's a very narrow entranceway. You know where they have a machlokas? If it's somewhere between between 4 and 10 amos wide. Shebei Shami Omer Lechi VeKora, where Bei Shami says you need a Lechi and a Kora. Beisilul Omer O Lechi O Kora. Omer Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva responded. He said Al Zevi Al Zen Nechleku. Nah, they argue even in such a small mavoi. They still argue even if it's pachas midalat amos. So to quickly review what we learned today in Mishnah Aleph, we learned that if you have a mavoi that's more than 20 amos high and the Kora over it is more than 20 amos high, there's machlokas tanayim whether you need to make it lower. Tanakama says you need to make it lower because it won't serve as a proper heker, whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can leave it. It's serving as a proper mechitza, which is its primary function. If the entranceway is more than 10 amos wide, so you have to make it less unless it has a tzuras ha-pesach. If it has a tzuras ha-pesach, then even if it's more than 10 amos wide, you can leave it as is. And then in Mishnah Beis, we learned that there is three shitos as far as what you need in order to be machshir, a mavoi to carry in. Beis Shammai says you need a lechi and a korah. Beis Hillel says one or the other. And Rabbi Elazar says you need two lechis. And then we had a machlokas tanaim between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Do Beis Shammai insist on both a lechi and a korah, even if it's so narrow that it's less than 4 amos wide? Whereas Rabbi Shmuel said, no, in that case, even Rabbi Shmuel would agree that you need only a lechi or a korah, whereas Rabbi Akiva said, no, the machlokas b'sham b'silil is even when it's less than 4 amos wide. Beis Shammai would still insist that you need both a lechi and a korah. Okay, b'sham, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel.